Tap in with Ty and Jeannie. Tap in with Ty and Jeannie. Tap in, y'all. Tap in right now.
Okay, welcome to Tap In with Ty and Jeannie. I'm Ty.
I'm Jeannie.
And to this episode today, we really want to introduce you guys onto who we are, what's the point of our podcast, and the information that we'll be sharing as time goes on. So I am Ty. I'm an artist, intuitive reader, Reiki practitioner, mother, the list could go on. I recently tapped back into my gifts and creativity, and I've had an amazing mentor. She has shown me the way and helped enlighten me and deep dive into who I am as an intuitive reader. So that mentor is no other than Jeannie Winters. So Jeannie, I would love for you to tell everyone who you are, just a little bit about yourself, how you got here.
Sure. So Ty and I met years ago when I was doing full-time mediumship. So I'm going to start all the way when I was a kid. So I was one of those kids that nobody really understood. Everybody thought that I was like out of control and, you know, what's wrong with her? And it turns out that I'm just tapped into my gifts sooner than most people. So the time that I remember that's the most pivotal of when things really came on online, almost like Harry Potter. I turned 11. And when I was 11, I actually felt like I was going to get hit by a car. And I thought it was really weird because it kept getting stronger and stronger. And so I told my mother, I remember she was doing the dishes. And I said, you know, Mom, I feel like I'm going to get hit by a car. And of course, I was 11. And she was, you know, thinking, well, we'll just brush that off. And be careful crossing the streets, you know. And sure, so we were in Queens, New York. And in less than a month, I got hit by a car. And the craziest thing. And so from that point on, I started to listen to my intuition. I would know when something was going to happen. And I would tell some people and then they would look at me like I was insane. So I started to just keep it to myself. And it was like a joke going back and forth with the other side. You know, I knew I shouldn't do something. And then I really wanted to do it. And so I would do it. And then they would laugh because of course it would fail. And then right. I could almost hear them laughing like, you know, we told you got fair warning, you know? And I'd be like, okay, very funny, very funny, you know? And so when I had kids, I have three children, two are in college, one is out and getting married. But when I had them, when they were young, I really wanted to tap into my, beliefs. And so I grew up Catholic and I really didn't understand a lot of stuff in the Catholic Church. I mean, the way they taught it, it was a little crazy, you know, like you had to stand up, sit down, you know, fight, you know, all this stuff. And I mean, I literally, I still don't know how to do it. You're supposed to cross yourself three ways. And every time we would have to do it, I would end up going, you know, like as if I was doing a dance, you know, like something like this.
Fingers.
It's like on the head, on the here, and then on the chest. I don't remember, but it was, and I was just like, I'm just not getting it. And so I was like, I really want to be a good mom, you know, have this, you know, background in church for my kids. And so I went to a non-denominational Christian church and my sister introduced me to. And so I started to really get involved, did everything in all the church stuff. And I was volunteering for everything under the sun. And so my kids went to the Sunday school there. And what happened was I started to hear things actually after I had, there was a tragedy in my family, with my kids, and my husband at the time got caught up in the opioid crisis and stuff, and so I really kind of held on to the church for that. And what happened was I started hearing things. I actually audibly heard "It's time," and I was like, "What?" I was driving. I was like, "What does that mean? What the what?" And so I
And
moved
for
all my
people
friends.
out there, maybe like, wait, I hear stuff. Like, how does that voice, like, does it sound different for everybody? Like, what does that voice sound like to you? Is it your mom? Like, what voice is that?
Yeah, it's interesting because some people say they hear their own voice, but this was a male voice and in this ear. And it's interesting that I found over time that it does depend on how your energy is structured, which ear is more sensitive to you. And I didn't know that because I would think I would hear it in both ears, but no, it's not true. Also, your eyes. One eye has to do with, one part of the pineal glands, and the other eye has to do with the other part spiritually. And it's so wherever you're actually defined, it actually is that is where you'll get the strength from. Crazy enough. So I heard it as a male voice, and I don't hear a when I hear voices, oh, that sounds great, right? When I hear voices, when I hear something audible, it's rare. And it's a sentence or less. It's usually just like three words or something like that. It's very concise. It's not something that goes on and on and on. When I get information that goes on and on and on, it's more of they're giving me pictures and symbols, smells, things like that. So, that's how I learned what they were telling me, what I associated with those things was how they were trying to tell me. So I would feel this grief of losing someone, and I would get a picture of a young person, and the person next to me, I would know they were grieving a loss of a young person, and I would find out that it was true later. It would be confirmed. I wouldn't just go up to them and say, "Oh, did you just lose somebody?" Because I was in the Christian church. You don't do that. And well, I was so sure when I heard this, and I was just like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. And I went to one of the associate pastors and I said, "I heard it's time." And I was just like, and I was explaining about all the stuff that's going on. And they told me, them and their wife told me, "You didn't hear from God. There's no way that you heard from God. Some people think they do, but you didn't." And I'm like, "But the pastor talks about hearing from God all the time, right?" And they're like, "Yeah, but you didn't. God's not talking to you." And I was like, "Wow." That was like, it totally freaked me out because I didn't expect it. And I found out, I didn't go to church that Wednesday because I had something to do with work. And I found out from a pillar of the community that they were the only one that I told. I didn't tell anybody else in my house. I told this one person, and they said the whole sermon was literally about people who think that they hear from God, but they are like fake, like they're not, you're not going to hear from God. It was like, he goes, it totally changed the way I felt about what was happening. And I was like, wow. He said, "I'm so glad you didn't go." He said, "It would have crushed you." And that was the beginning of the end there. But I went to another church. I was, looking around. I had been there for 10 years, but I went to another church and they actually believed in the gifts of the Spirit. And somebody figured out that I was prophetic, and they asked me to sit on a prophecy team. And so I did, and I did it for 5 years, where people would come in from all over the country, and all we would know was their first name. And there would be three or four of us sitting in a room, but there'd be like 12 different rooms going on. And we would just say whatever came to us. And most people would say, "I see the clouds, and it feels like God's trying to lift the weight from you and stuff." And I'm like, "I see a little boy, and he's about 5 years old, and he's standing next to a woman, and the daughter's further away, and you're having conflict with it." And I'm going into details, and the person's bawling as I'm talking, and they're like looking at me, and I'm like, they're like, "How do you get that much information?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I just say what I see." And they're like, "That's so amazing." But then the elders actually one day at a meeting said everybody needs to dig in and really push themselves for what they're seeing and stuff, except Jeannie. you need to back off because you're embellishing some. And I'm like, and I cried my eyes out for a week until somebody said to me, "Are you embellishing?" And I'm like, "Well, what do you mean?" They're like, "When we're sitting at the in the group with you, these people are confirming what you're hearing is right. So why do you think that you're embellishing?" I said, "I'm not embellishing. I'm just saying what I'm hearing." But and they said, "What makes you think that the elders know more than you?" And I was like, "Oh, so true." So anyway, I started getting information during business hours all the time, and it was messing with my job. And I said, "Okay, if you want me to do this for a living, you have to show me how to make money with it, or I have to literally not hear anything from 9 to 5 because I have three kids. I'm a single mother. Got to have, my income." Well, 2 weeks later, I believe it was, I got laid off with a full severance package, and they said it was just not a good fit. And so I said, "Okay, there's my
My
answer."
direction right
Right. And so I kept trying to go to different churches, and I just never felt like it fit. So I started to look into the metaphysical,
Yeah.
right? Just hearing from God directly and going into the spiritual without the rules, the dogma of it. And man,
Right.
it opened up my life. And so I became a medium. I did that for 5 or 6 years, just that. And then I moved into, that's where I met you. And then I moved into human design and gene keys and astrology. And I don't do mediumship anymore. My friend Todd, but because it is extremely draining for me, it just wipes me out. I haven't learned how to shut that down. So I just do the human design, gene keys, and astrology. And that is why I want people, all the things I learned over
Yes.
throwing myself into walls and saying,
Literally.
why? I don't understand why I can't get what everybody else gets out of church. I can't understand. It's because some people don't understand it right. And so to me, the Bible is accurate, but it is totally misinterpreted. But you don't have to follow the Bible. All the church, there's no right or wrong in a lot of this
Think
stuff.
that's where people feel so lost and where they belong. Right. I see a lot of people saying, oh, this is a fad, all this yoga, all of this stuff, or oh, you need to go more into the church and they don't belong, or they, feel isolated.
Right.
Even when I was younger and didn't understand church in its general sense, right? There's so many nasty and ugly parts
Yes.
of people hidden, right, under this
Yes.
thought. So anywhere you go, regardless of the spiritual realm, church,
Right. There's a
work,
lot of that,
there's
right?
a lot. And people just have to kind of find that courage to stand firm with, no, this is what I believe, this is what I'm feeling, and go from there. So I just love that.
But that's
So where do you feel most connected with your next step? Is it human design, or is it more of an astrology, or do they all tie together?
So they all tie together. What I want to do, what we want to do, and I want people to know what we want to do is this journey for both of us, and I know you agree, has been so enlightening in so many areas that we're all so conditioned from childhood. And for some reason, we believe that everybody else knows better. And so we have this voice inside of us, or this feeling, this intuition that tells us what's right for us or not. But we go with other people because we just think they know better. The thing is, you and I have had to beat ourselves to get the answers to understand, wow, it is supposed to be so much easier than we make it. This is insane. So I want to share all the tools. So, and for me, and I know that you're on board with this, information shouldn't be held hostage, right? There's a lot of people that have already had experiences with the other side, and their information should help the collective. And a lot of people do. But what happens is somebody else may come along and try to learn the way that they do it. So let's just use human design as an example. Somebody may learn how to read charts for human design. And instead of offering the information, right, they're going to charge you for it. And that's okay to charge if somebody wants a reading because they don't want to go through all the stuff. But some people don't have the money for that. You're a single mom. There's a lot of single moms out there who love this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I would love to spend $300 and get this, or whatever it costs, depending on the person. Or, maybe we can give you some information to let you look on your own time. And if you want a full reading, then you reach out to somebody like me or you or anybody, but give them the food that you found, right? And show them how to feed themselves, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't it all about don't give them a fish, right? Teach them how to fish. And that is what I want to do here. I want to start with, all the basics with vibrations and understanding that and understanding the different tools and when to use the tools, not just, oh, human design can tell you all about yourself. Yes, it can. But there's different times that you'd want to use that as opposed to astrology or gene keys instead of, there's so many different tools. When do you use them and where do you get it from? How do you know that this is accurate? And I think you and I can really teach that.
And I really love the fact that, you're so well versed in a lot of these things, and I'm really new to it in a degree, right? And so it gives a really good duality of understanding, and I'm learning, you're learning, right? And I think when I started out, just even getting a reading, even booking a reading was terrifying. One, I didn't know, so many times, like we said, the church says, oh, not everybody's talking to the right person. Right. So then
It's
it's like,
not.
well, do I book a reading? If I am booking a reading, what if they tell me something bad? That's what I get a lot of my friends saying, oh, they might tell me something I don't want to hear. Well, it's only for your highest and greatest good, right? They're not going to tell you something you're not ready for, but they might tell you something you need to hear that you just don't want to hear. So a lot of people go through that and trying to find the right person to even book a reading, much less learn about themselves. So I think it's an amazing way to really unfold all the layers of the intricacy, right? Because you start, like you said, with vibrations. A lot of people say, oh, your energy, I'm gonna match that energy, or you don't have the right energy, right? What does that mean? It's true, right? And I really want people to understand not just the words they say just to say it, but that they have this important meaning behind it. So, so much healing through it.
Oh, so much, so
Self-discovery.
much. And the craziest thing is every time I learned what something meant or how to go deeper with it, I literally cried every time, because your insides are just like, what?
It's like an explosion
It's like,
happens
I'm gonna be
inside of
kidding.
you.
And so I want to say this for anybody who's afraid of, religion, like if their religion is telling them, this kind of stuff is satanic. It's not, but I can tell you, I was terrified of it. I was terrified of going to hell. I'm not going to hell for anybody. So I put it out. Asking is given is real. I put it out to God. I said, I am Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I am here. I'm not going to hell for anybody. But this stuff that I'm learning sounds really good. And I don't know if it's bad. I don't want to do it. So I said, if this is real, show me how it connects to what I already believe. And oh my God. Okay, I am real. I'm a skeptic. I'm like one of the biggest skeptics. So for me to be in this industry is just phenomenal. But it took a year of me getting information to constantly cross. I literally got information. All these things were coming to me about different ways of understanding the Bible, and it all started to make sense. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And so when you start to understand, it has nothing to do, there's no nothing satanic, nothing demonic. Anything could be that way. Somebody could be teaching the Bible in a really ugly way. You just have to feel your way through it. Your truth is from your neck down. Don't use your head. You use your neck down. Your body will always tell you what is right for you or not right for you. That's how God communicates. He is not going to, I mean, he'll send you things, but you're supposed to make the decisions for yourself. Because even
Will.
if it's your parent, you want the best. I want the best for my kids, but I've gotten it wrong a few times. Trying to dress. My son tried out for every sport there was because I swore he was the first boy in our family, and I said he's got to be in sports. He's tall. He hates sports. He hates sports with a
Same
passion.
with my daughter.
Yeah.
Tall, has the body for volleyball, softball, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna read in the corner.
Right. My son's like, I'm gonna go. He taught himself the guitar. He literally teaches himself things. And I'm like, oh wow, I'm so off. I have no idea. And he's like, I just feel, and I'm like, the girls are so extroverted and partiers and oh, we love people. And he's not. He likes to be by himself with the people that he likes to surround himself with. And so you learn this stuff as you go. So I always say, here's my suggestion. What does your body tell you about that?
And that's the same thing we do in the readings, right? You give a reading, right? This is what I'm getting, but you are 100% responsible for the decisions you make going forward.
Yes, don't we know that? Yes. Yeah, I mean, we can only, and the thing about readings I love is that they use our life experiences. So if we don't have the life experience that they're about to have, you can only get so close. You know what I'm saying? And we'll go into that in another podcast, but it's fascinating, and everybody can do it. Everybody has the ability to be a medium, to predict their own outcome, to know who's right for them and who is not, and understand what you can even read other people. Everybody has the ability. We've just shut it off, right? And that's just
Scared, or we've heard ghost stories. My family's Jamaican descent, right? And I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, and everybody like that. And they would always talk about stories of Duppies, is what they call it. And it's ghosts.
Duppies?
And they would call it Duppy, Duppy.
Oh, I've
And
never heard of that before. Okay. That's
And they would
new.
always talk about ghost stories. It was never anything they didn't talk about in front of the kids. They would talk about different things, scary, not scary, right? So as a kid, I would see people, like real life people, and I thought I was insane. One day I was laying in the bed and I was asleep and I woke up and there was a woman standing in front of my bed. I don't think I told you this one. But she was like in the old school clothing and she had kind of like a pilgrim, maybe. I don't know. But she had an apron around her and she was standing at the like bottom of my bed, just looking at me with the bonnet. Freaked me. Freaked
Can't
out.
imagine.
No clue. I didn't even watch TV like that when I was a kid. So it was just, from those little moments and stuff like that, I completely shut it off. So now, trying to learn about it as an adult, right in my 30s, I'm like, please show me, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. And let's take it slow. Let's take baby steps. We don't want to scare you again, right? So, for anyone learning who might see something or might hear something, like, what do you recommend for them? Like, what do you, how do they tap into it, understand what's happening?
Yeah, so if you're gonna start, okay, the first thing I always suggest is to go about it. I mean, you can do a lot of things to open up your mind, but first say that you're show me. One of the things that I said was show me what I don't know, but that won't scare me. Okay. And then pay attention to the hints that come. One of the things that I love people to do in the beginning, and I have no connection to this book whatsoever, but it's called Spiritual Symbols Workbook. And this woman's got to be getting so many people ordering this book because when I found it, I just tell everybody about it. It's a reverend wrote it, and it's just words, and they have a bunch of lines. And so it'll say like peacock or lamp, couch, computer. There you go. That's the one. And in it, What you do is you sit down and you're basically reminding yourself what you correlate to each thing, right? So what I think, I always use the lime one because that blew my mind. I can't remember who actually said this, but a lime, if I smell a lime, what I think of is the beach, because I always think of people putting lime in their Corona beers, right? And a girl that I was talking with, she says, that's funny because when I smell lime, I think about my grandmother when she was passing. They always use lime scented cleaning fluid or cleaning supplies in the hospital. And so if the other side is trying to tell me something about a beach, they might use a lime. But if they're trying to tell her something about a beach, they're not going to use the lime because that's not going to give her that, right? So it's what you associate it with. Right? They use your five senses and your life experiences in this lifetime. So to remind yourself, right? Most of us have these experiences. If you smell cologne or perfume and it reminds you of somebody you used to hang out with, that you'll get, right? It'll take you right back to the place. Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to tell you something either about you or about, somebody around you. And so you'll get a picture in your head. We just ignore it. Right. So
Like
if
a
you
song
start,
is stuck in your head, right? Maybe it's a song, like one sentence in that song is stuck in your head on repeat,
yes,
right? And you're like,
you are, and then
I
you're smelling something at the same time.
get it. I get it.
Yeah, that it means something. And so to remind yourself what these things mean to you need to just write, like you'll sit on the sit outside. I say outside because I feel like the air is really good. The energy is flowing from all of the plants as well as people passing and animals. And you just, whatever comes to your mind at first, as soon as you read that word, you write it down. If it's a smell, if it's a person, if it's a situation. And little by little, as you go through the book, you start to realize, oh my gosh, I never realized that, when I look at a cardinal, I think of my grandmother, or when I, hear an owl, I think of my old neighborhood or my old school or something, right? So once you start to recognize that, you will start to notice what they are teaching you or what they're trying to tell you, right? It's
Right.
almost, it's like a lot.